Anakin, said a soft female voice. A gentle hand touched his shoulder. Anakin, wake up. He opened his eyes, leapt from slumber to wakefulness within a heartbeat. Not his mother. Vokara Che. Yes, master. The temple's leading healer was smiling.
Master Kenobi is awake, Anakin. It's very late, but you may visit with him briefly.
Beside him, Ahsoka stirred, then uncurled in her chair. Like him, she had the knack of instant alertness. It was a Jedi thing, but also owed something to their particular backgrounds. His as a slave, hers as a Togruta. Whatever the reason, it came in handy. He glanced at her, a warning to keep quiet. No comments about how long they'd been waiting. Then he nodded at Vokara Che. Yes, master, thank you. Before I see him, is there anything I should know? Anything I should prepare for?
A perceptive question, Anakin,
said Vokara Che, warm with approval.
He is mended well enough, but as you know, the body has its own wisdom. Recovery cannot be rushed.
As if he needed the reminder. Even now, after time and so much healing, he sometimes felt pain in the arm Dooku had taken. And there was pain of a different kind, too. Touch, the simple sensation of flesh to flesh, was so important. Yes, delicate sensors in the prosthetic limb fed pseudo-sensations to his brain, but it wasn't the same. He wasn't the same. And a part of him would always know that, and grieve for what he'd lost. Even though they all told him, those superior Jedi on the Council, that he was wrong for feeling cheated and deprived. Oh, how he resented their smug assurance. The Supreme Chancellor was right. Sometimes the Jedi were so stupid. Not that Palpatine had ever come right out and said as much, but he'd come close once or twice, exclaiming over some slight or criticism he shared with him out of lonely desperation. When you lose the ability to touch the woman you love with both hands, Masters, then you can advise me on how I should feel, Anakin thought. But since that'll never happen, I wish you'd keep your ignorant opinions to yourselves.
Anakin, said Vokara Che. Her headtails were twitching.
Dedicated healers were the most sensitive Jedi of all. She could feel his disquiet, the fear and resentment that too often simmered so close to his surface.
You must not concern yourself. Obi-Wan will recover fully in time. Come with me now, so he can tell you for himself.
With a deep breathing effort, he banished every emotion but relief. Yes, Master. Turning, he nodded at his Padawan. Wait here for me, Ahsoka. I won't be long. Ahsoka nodded, sitting bolt upright and alert.
Yes, Master Skywalker, she said.
She sounded positively chirpy. She thinks I don't realize when she's twisting my tail, he thought. Ah, well, she'll learn soon enough. I wonder if 200 repetitions of Nyman Form Level 1 will give her the hint. Ahsoka's bright expression dimmed just a little bit.
Master, what's so funny?
Nothing, he said. Mind your manners, I'll be back soon. He followed Vokara Che out of the peaceful waiting chamber, with its soft blue lighting, its calm pink walls and deep blue carpets, to the place where they were keeping Obi-Wan. It wasn't the same room he'd been made to call home. Standing before its closed door, Vokara Che raised a warning finger.
No excitement, Anakin. Don't let him become agitated. Satisfy yourself that he is indeed recovered and come away. Since you're the one who found him, you must know he has had a lucky escape.
Oh yes, he knew. I will, Master Vokara Che, he promised. Thank you. With a searching look and a sharp nod, she departed. He tugged his tunic straight, pressed the door release, and entered the room. It was discreetly lit, so as not to distress its occupant. There was a window looking out to the city, but its blind was drawn. No bustling nightlife for the convalescent.